enough, or you just have to roll with what you got?
No, I think we just got to roll. I think we just got to go. Try not to think about it. Try to just go out and play. You know, and everybody just got to stand tall. You know, everybody got a responsibility. I'm going to try to fulfill my responsibility and try to lead the guys.
Does your game change, though, a little bit because of all the pieces moving around? I mean, the way you approach, the way you throw through lanes, things like that?
You know, you just got to wait and see till you get out there in order to adjust and get a feel for the game and, you know, how everything is happening, how fast it's happening, you know, where pressure may be coming from, if so, if not, maybe not. So, you know, I think the thing to do is just, you know, just not even think about it. And when you're in the moment, you know, just let it all go. Let it all go and try to, you know, leave no regrets out there on the field.
Individually, is this the most frustrating season you've gone through as a pro?
Well, you know, it's been tough. You know, our expectations was very high. You know, obviously we thought we'd be in a better position and you know, I'm not only speaking for myself, but, you know, I think a lot of other guys in the locker room are feeling that way. But, you know, it's on us to get it all turned around, man. And you know, we just got to keep pushing. You know, the thing is, we still got a chance. You know, we still got a fighting chance. We still control our own destiny. You know, so we all got to be held accountable.
Mike, do you think it's tougher on guys like yourself, Cullen, Mike Patterson? You guys are either over 30 or maybe in the last year of a deal, just yeah. Uncertain futures. Does that make this losing a little bit?
Yeah, it definitely makes it tough. You know, nobody likes to lose, you know, especially at this stage, you know, in my career. You know, even though there are going to be some losses, it should be more wins than losses. And that's what we plan on. But, you know, as frustrating as it may be, you got to find some type of, you know, some type of joy, you know, in it and some type of fulfillment. You know, everybody is individually is different, you know, but you got to find what brings out the best in you. And that's what I'm trying to you know, continue to do, bring out the best in myself, and play the best football that I can.
Where are you finding that joy personally?
Find that joy personally in waking up every day, being here, you know, still having an opportunity to play in the NFL is a blessing. Playing with a great group of guys, you know, who care about one another, and you know, that's motivation within itself. You know, we just got to play for one another.
The sense you get from the players, do they understand the situation you guys are in right now?
Do the players understand the situation? Yeah, we all understand the situation. Hopefully, everybody understands the situation. I know I do. And you know, I know it's not a situation that we planned on being in or I planned on being in. But, you know, you've seen a lot of teams with their backs against the wall and they come out, you know, doing everything that they need to do in order to succeed. And we got to take on that mindset, and we're going to find out, you know, on Sunday.
You have an interesting mix of veterans, but also a lot of guys in their first or second year playing. Can they possibly understand with everything that they're just getting used to how dire it is for guys like you and the veterans who don't have the promise of tomorrow all the time?
Man, that's the question, you know. I mean, do the other guys, you know, the young guys understand, mm-hmm. you know, what's at stake? You know, not just as far as our careers go, you know, as far as for this organization and winning. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, I'm not thinking about next year. I'm not thinking about what's going to happen. I'm thinking about this game, this very game, because that's what's most important, and we got to live in it now. You know, you can't live in the past, and you can't live in the future.
Mike, these division games, these are things that you guys have done well. Can you talk about that and you know, and continuing that?
It's a big game. Yeah. It's a big game for the division. It's a big game for us. It's a big game for Dallas. You know, so it's going to be a good one. You know, we got to find a way to come out on top. You know, we got to find, you know, ways and avenues to put the ball in the end zone and be better than we were last week, obviously, on both sides of the ball. And, you know, get it done somehow, some way.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.